Good,
Well,
good.
how's everybody doing, man? It's your man, Mr. Music. You're now tuned into the Power Hour Show right here on MNTC Radio, also associated with the Plug Excel. We got a very special guest in the building. We got Nico Ward. What's good? How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm good.
I can't complain, but I'm liking your little homey background over there. I'm like, damn, my background is lacking over here. Look at you over there. Looking all nice and homely. You talking to the Ellen Show or something?
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. So let's talk about your music, Nico. How long have you been in the game for?
Oh, about 18 years strong in the game.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people can't even do something for 18 minutes. They can try to put together a little bed set or something. And 18 minutes, they'd be like, 8 minutes, they'd be like, I'm done.
Yeah. On the next. Yeah.
What's been able to keep you motivated for 18 years? So much happened in that time.
You know what? It really is just a pure love for music. It really, like, there's nothing ever in my life that I ever wanted to do more. And I've known that ever since I was young. And I clung on to that, you know, ever since I was a child. You know, childhood dreams are important. They're real and they're worth it. You know what I'm saying? I was fortunate enough to where I was able to focus on that, you know, from time to time. And my parents, you know, kept me in musical environments, whether it was church or going to concerts or, you know, so I've always been able to kind of just have outlets to connect. And then coming from a very musical family period, that's also been a big part of me staying connected to it. So, yeah.
So that definitely makes sense. That definitely feels like part of your energy. Now, 18 years, again, that's almost a dub, as I call it where I'm from, call it a dub. You know what I mean? I want to know, what's something crazy you've been through that inspires some music that we might not even know about? If you don't mind sharing, I mean, we got some exclusive, you know what I mean?
Just know who you are. Okay. You know, I did this song called, the alternate title is Full Circle. And the song, basically, I was, you know, I had some relationship issues, you know, and it wasn't one. When I wrote the song, it was based off of a few different relationships, and I kind of like pulled them together when I started to recognize patterns, you know, of stuff that were the red flags your parents were on your file, you know.
The ones they told us.
They tell you, you know. And I guess it was just during my learning stages about, you know, just love and relationships. And I don't think we ever stop learning that stuff. But, you know, so I ended up writing a song, and it hit on some very personal things. Like, I cried in the booth when I recorded.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's pretty heavy, crying in the booth.
Yeah. It was, you know, for me, it was about just healing my energy and just kind of, you know, just releasing, you know, just releasing what wasn't alive anymore. So letting it go, you know, yeah.
Now, how do you feel your style has changed over time? You know, music changes so much. And, you know, we grow as people, so our style changes. Was there things that were different about you back then that we don't, because I'm meeting you now. I'm meeting the Nico. I'm meeting you now. I didn't know you from back then. You know what I'm saying? So what do you know that them changes are that, you know, even someone like me who kind of behind the scenes a little bit don't know?
Well, when I was younger, I started off doing gospel music because, you know, I gravitated to what I was brought up in. So I did a lot of gospel music. And what changed is, as I began to just get out on my own and discover life and other types of faiths and, you know, or religions and cultures, my music style started to change as I started picking up on other genres and just learning different things. I've always just kind of let myself, from the time I became an adult, because I wanted to, you know, just honor my parents, you know, and I still do, but I do me now, you know. From the time I became an adult, I just started finding my own way to express myself and my own truth. Kind of like when Janet Jackson did the Control album. It's been like that for me, you know, just kind of growing and experimenting and putting out things that maybe when I was younger, I didn't get a chance to. But yeah, mom knew what she was doing. She kept me safe.
Mama kept you good, right? Now let's fast forward. It's 2020, the pandemic hit. You're an artist.
Yes.
You're an artist. You've been doing this for years, and now COVID hit. You can't do this thing. What's going through your head? Like, how are you maneuvering? What's going on?
Well, you know what? When I started my media company, Jupiter House Global Media Group, back in 2013, we were already doing everything online back then. So the way that people are doing video conferences and throwing on,
that was already on that wave.
We were already doing that in 2013 and it looked odd. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the team, the old team. I appreciate them to this day. So we were already kind of fast forwarded in the way that we were approaching ways of doing things. We were thinking then about how to have a label that was more global and could be more far reaching, even way back then, without it necessarily having to be stationary. We wanted people to be able to prosper, live their lives, and be able to control business or run business however we needed to, from wherever we needed to, wherever we're enjoying life. So we had that, you know, in mind way back then. And I think they just kind of, well, you know,
we all caught on late. Y'all look in the future. So for you, when you transitioned, it sounded like you was kind of ready already. It sounds like.
Yeah. Back then I was, but you know, it's kind of like anything when you're kind of pioneering something, it takes a while to break ground on it or people to pick up different concepts. And then before you know it, it's spread out all over the place, you know, because people start to gravitate to new concepts that work. It was like, hey, we can do this. And hey, you know, it used to be, you had to live in the same town with the same producer and the same, you know, to get, but when we hit the digital age and, you know, everything with the music industry took a major shift. You know, we were trying to figure out what can we do? And, you know, I had people in Philadelphia supporting, people in Texas, people that were on the team, people in just different locations in the United States that were helping us to market, promote, and get it done and help artists even back then, you know? So, yeah.
Now, let's fast forward again to Trigger.
Okay, let's do it.
Trigger drops. And some people don't know, before you came to me, you was already moving around. We talk about moving around. You was already speaking of moving. Tell me how that came together.
You know what? It actually came together with me connecting to someone that was in my network. And
okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Pause. Just real quick. Artists, y'all listening to what she said? Somebody that was in your what?
Network.
Man, I be trying to tell y'all, man, they don't be hearing me.
Network here, that's my
oh, go ahead, you go.
So I connected with someone in my network and I was like, you know what, want to do radio. And then my old manager at the time, former manager,
okay, I was gonna say, I ain't know you had a manager.
We had someone that was in the network. We had a shared individual in the network, you know. And so I was thankful for that. So it was like my former manager reached out and said, hey, you know, and come to find out it's Miss Lanita Jones and Tim House. Matter of fact, I had an interview with them, but we went at Princess Lanita Jones. She would have said, it's Princess.
She said, hold on a second. Don't forget
she's the S. She's a princess, you know, tiaras and all, okay? I'm serious. Okay. She's a bona fide. So we ended up doing a radio interview there and with Little Nat, formerly of Hot 97, and just, you know, plugging in with different ones, you know, that are, you know, doing their own thing, building their own stuff. You know, people have grown since, you know, from years back of being connected. So a lot of times just reaching into your network of people you've known for years, you'd be surprised how many people are like, yeah, let's do it. Let's work. You know, so it's good. Yeah.
Man, and it's no cap, y'all, because me and her network behind the scenes, she been telling me about some major people that's not even in my network. I'm trying to interview. So it ain't no cap-ass indie music bullshit. Excuse my language, but we got to keep it 1,000 with you. Yeah. I just think it has to feel good. And you a Scorpio like me. It has to feel good when, you know, you go through those ups and downs, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
18 years, and then you go through something like COVID after that, right?
Oh, yeah.
You still here, and you're growing. And you still got your glow. You still putting out hot music. You got to feel good about that.
You know what? This is what I know. When the work gets more intense, the temperature of everything goes up. You know, the intensity of everything goes up. And, you know, one of the things I learned just over the years, hearing some of the greatest, you know, some of the greatest producers and influencers of our day just say, when it gets more intense, you kick up the intensity. A lot of times when it gets really, really tough, people back out, they quit, they fall off, that I can't do it. Take your break by all means, but don't quit. You know, it's like crank it up, you know, and cranking it up may not mean hitting the same area, you know, all the time. You know, you might have to pause on that for a minute, take a break from that, let it do what it's supposed to do, and shift or redirect. Right. Know how to allocate your attention, know how to redirect your attention and your energy to what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So staying, you know, focused and make intentional, you know, intentional moves. Yeah.
No, I definitely feel that. Let's say coming up in the next few years, what can we expect from you? COVID or not?
COVID or not. You can expect to see me on TV and doing more interviews, and hopefully you'll see me in movies too. We'll see. And I'm really open. It's kind of like I live my life very open in terms of you know, I'm more free. I guess I'm just more free. And what I mean is that I did years of regimen. I did years of, you know, however someone else needed me to do it, wanted to do it. I was prior service, Army, shout out Foxtrots. But anyway,
you know what I mean? You got a preparation.
Yeah. So it's kind of like when I feel like I'm drawn in a direction to do something, you know, I look at it, you know, how much time is it going to take me to do it? You know, am I going to have fun doing it? Do I even want to do it? You know, and if it's that, you know, if I can check off those check marks, then I say, let's go for it. Is it something bigger than me that has to be done? Check. You know what I'm saying? So these are the things, because we all have our time in the sun. We all have our time. And so while we're here,
and we got to enjoy it.
Make it count.
make it count.
It doesn't mean that you won't, you know, hit rough patches. I do. 2 days ago, I was crying like a big old baby. I don't care. Judge me. I don't care. Yeah, and
be like that.
Yeah, and I actually, you know, I reached into my network. You know, you find mentors and people who support you, and they know, you know, when it looks happy and sunshine to the rest of the world. They know the struggle. They know sometimes the pressure, you know, of wanting to be great, wanting to do great, feeling great, and maybe your body does it, you know, or having a vision and waiting for something to come to pass for so long, and you're working at it and working on it, and how
that should feel good, man.
When you get to a place where you start to realize the dream, you know what I'm saying? You're not just in a place of wishing and wanting for it to happen. I realize that you realize the dream when you make it happen. Like,
you are the dream.
You are the dream. Oh, it really is that. And it's like when I figured that out, it was a very, what does Oprah say, an aha moment. It was an awakening moment. You know, you are the dream. You know, you can keep chasing after yourself, or you can walk in accordance with yourself, you know, and answer yourself in terms of the desires of your heart. What do you want to do? What's keeping you from it? Most of the time, it's just us.
Now, before we go, man, I'm going to play a song that people, we already have in rotation, but I want to know, how can we get a hold of you? Facebook, Twitter, IG, we have a Clubhouse nowadays, a TikTok, come on.
Yes. So you can find me on Clubhouse at Nika Ward Music. You can find me at IG at Nika Ward Music. You can find me on Facebook, artist Nika Ward. I threw that one in there. But you can find me on Facebook, Tracy N Ward. You can find me. I'm out there. Reach out. Say what's up. Say hello. Same thing with YouTube, Nika Ward Music. Look me up. Google me.
Hey, man, it's definitely going down. MNTC Radio, Plug Excel, your man, Mr. Music. Here's Nika Ward with her new single, Trigger, right here. Hey, man, I keep it locked right here. It's a station designed to keep you in mind.
Automatically, I'm high, like, loaded up. Touch me to your heart. got your sign up, putty in your palm sack. Boss click.